Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Friday, the 24th of August, 2018. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 13 years, the first 9 years of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public, and the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I really think people should consider emigrating away from the United States, and I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the donate button. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you details on how you could obtain 3 free past shows. So let's go straight on to the synopsis of today's show. You know, it is very difficult to convince anyone that things are not going well, even despite the fact that there is more and more information coming out every week about the impending catastrophe hanging over the developed countries. But nobody wants to pay attention. So it's left to me and a few others to sound the alarm, which I seem to do every week now, and I shall not shrink from the job to open the show today. Then I'm going to talk about problem solving. I don't think it's something which most of you are made aware of in daily life. It's a little bit of a negative aspect of living, but it needs to be addressed, and I will talk about it for what I think to be the first time in all these years. Never discussed it before, we'll discuss it today. Robert Mueller is supposed to be investing Russiagate, which, as you know, has shown to be a complete and utter hoax, concocted by former CIA director John Brennan with his henchman former FBI director James Comey and the current Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. And it's absolutely astonishing to me that this man Rosenstein is still hanging around and that his boss Sessions, Jeff Sessions, has disappeared. That's the Attorney General himself, disappeared. I mean, I don't even know if anybody knows where he is. But he is not around. He doesn't speak. He doesn't do his job. I don't know what Trump must be thinking, but this is a very unfortunate situation for him. Anyway, we'll talk about that today. Then I'm going to talk about procrastination, another of our seemingly untouchable subjects for discussion, which will come up today in today's show. The Turkish issue has become more pressing recently, what's going on in Turkey. And I thought you might be interested in having it clarified for you. So I will attempt to rise to the task. Again, I think it's a first for me. I've mentioned it, Turkey, in passing, but I think it needs more of a drill down and the ability to permit you to really understand a little bit in more detail what actually is happening there, because it is pretty serious for global matters. Then I'm going to finish today's show by talking about how President Trump revoked the security clearance of the former CIA director John Brennan, one of the most despicable former US officials alive today. I'm going to talk for a few minutes about that to conclude the show. So should be, hopefully, an interesting show for you today, ladies and gentlemen. And so, as I said at the beginning, if you are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, I will gladly email 3 free shows to you individually so that you may sample the content of information that I provide in my twice weekly broadcast. Just send me an email and in the subject line write something like "sample the shows" or something which indicates that you want to be given some samples here, and I will send them out to you individually. And then I hope that after listening to the free shows, you will choose to become a paying patron and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and important information to you that will help you make sense of these economically and politically unstable times you're living in. So you may feel free to select any 3 shows of your choice, and you'll find those in the archives of the Podbean page, which doubtless you're on right now. I highly recommend that of June the 29th, which is my mid-year assessment. So do feel free to choose any 3 shows, and if you want me to choose them, I'll do that too. But one way or another, if you're interested, I can make it happen for you. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, I will give you my information. If you want to email me with a request, you can do so by emailing me at the address on the Podbean page that you see there on the screen. It is rwlmartin1@aol.com. Now, I also have a Facebook page and a Twitter page. The Facebook page contains commentary which is not quite substantial enough to go into a show, but too lengthy to go into what would otherwise go into my Twitter page, which is the pithy one-liners. So let me give you my Facebook page address first. That's www.facebook.com/RichardMartinsWakeUpCall, all one word. And my Twitter address is www.twitter.com/RMWakeUpCall, all one word. All right, so with that, again, let me wish you a wonderful weekend. I will be back. This is Richard Martin saying bye-bye till Monday.